This is JIS News. Coming up, murders down in St. Andrew's South Division. DPP implores Jamaicans to assist in the fight against crime, and IT Skills Training Center brings more opportunities for young people. The news in detail after this break.
Hey, George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? More than something to get out them white fly out of my garden.
You know, so me not really I use no pesticide again. Me I use some organic methods from the other day, and them I work good. Me bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And me plant a whole heap of basil, because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah, man. And the best thing is, me not have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
Now the news. Deputy Superintendent of Police Neville Knight is reporting a downward trend in murders in the St. Andrew's South Division. DSP Knight says 50 murders have been committed in the division since the start of the year, representing a 29% reduction in the crime for the similar period last year. The division recorded 70 murders in 2013. He says increased police presence and partnerships with community members are major contributing factors for the decline, noting that such activities have helped to build the community's trust and confidence in the police.
We have established patrols in almost every troubled area, both foot, mobile, bike, bicycle. We met with all the citizens in this area, informing them of the importance of having police within their community. Informal days are over. People within this community love peace.
DSP Knight says police in the division have also placed great emphasis on human rights, and this has been another key factor in building trust. And Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Paula Llewellyn, is imploring Jamaicans to rise above the inform of a dead culture and support the fight against crime. She's reminding that the police needs the assistance of members of the public who must be courageous enough to come forward and not be intimidated by criminal elements. Quoting lyrics from a dancehall song advocating the inform of a dead culture, Ms. Llewellyn noted that the spoken culture seeps into the consciousness of potential witnesses. The DPP points out that despite technological advances, increased equipment, and the move by the government to overhaul certain legislation, there are some situations that require the cooperation of an eyewitness or witnesses to bring criminals to justice. She was addressing a recent criminal justice seminar in St. Andrew. Debate on the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Amendment Act has started in the House of Representatives. Under the legislation, convictions for possession of 2 ounces or less of ganja or for smoking ganja or possession of pipes or other smoking utensils will not attract a criminal record. Piloting the bill, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting noted that concerns have been raised in relation to the length of time persons have to wait to qualify for their records to become expunged and their inability to attract gainful employment during the protracted period.
A clean police record is required to access several years of employment, such as the farm work program, basic school teachers, security guards, bus operators, and a myriad of other sectors of employment. A criminal record may also prevent persons from obtaining credit from financial institutions or from traveling overseas or emigrating from Jamaica.
The bill also makes provision for the expungement of convictions under Section 10 of the Sexual Offences Act once the term of imprisonment does not exceed 5 years. And Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the opening of IT and skills training centres across the island represents access and opportunity for young people. 182 communities are now benefiting through IT centres island-wide. An additional 49 centres are at different stages of development, while nearly 150 applications are awaiting approval.
We believe that the children of Jamaica should not be at a disadvantage to the children of the world. It's a competitive environment, and we have to ensure that our children have the tools to learn.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the opening ceremony for the Caribbean Palm Estate Information Technology Resource and Skills Training Center recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.